在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
The People's Alliance for Democracy says it will continue some protests at the international airport, but on Tuesday agreed to allow flights to resume. Airport officials, however, said it could be several days before full operations resume. The PAD decision came hours after a Thai constitutional court disbanded the three leading parties in the government coalition.
237(2)และลงมติ8-1ให้เพิกถอน
A judge reads the order banning the Chaat Thai Party, one of the coalition partners. The verdicts were announced under strict security after the judges were forced to move to another building after the constitutional court was surrounded by pro-government demonstrators. The ruling followed court findings that the main coalition party, the People's Power Party, Chaat Thai and another partner violated election laws during the December 2007 general elections. Several executives from each party also were banned from politics for 5 years. The verdict removes Prime Minister Somchai Wongsawat from office. A PPP spokesman says party members in Parliament not directly affected by the ruling will join a new party that already has been created. Deputy Prime Minister Charuvat Chanvirakun has been named interim Prime Minister until a new coalition government is formed and a new Prime Minister can be selected. Pro-government supporters have accused the judiciary of bias and staging a silent coup against Mr. Somchai and his brother-in-law, former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat. The PAD, however, calls the verdict a victory, following months of long protests, including a 3-month siege of the main government office building. Pantep Porpongpan is a PAD spokesman.
Finally, today, the Constitution Court also dissolved the party that act as a nominee of Thaksin Shinawat. We have to consider about the victory today, but at least we totally agree that at least we have to reduce the level of demonstration now, at least, about how reduced and how much reduced.
Thailand's tourism industry and air cargo have been severely disrupted by the airport occupation, leading to hundreds of millions of dollars in lost income. It is estimated that up to 250,000 tourists remain stranded due to the occupation. Soon after the ruling, the government postponed a summit of Southeast Asian leaders, which was to start December 13. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.